This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. As the investigation into the arson at Governor Shapiro's Harrisburg mansion and the security breach continues, the man accused of starting the fire had his first appearance in court and was denied bail. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more.
Cody Ballmer, handcuffed and escorted by state police, made his way to district court in Dauphin County yesterday. He did not answer any of the questions that reporters lobbed at him, but he did stick his tongue out at the cameras. During the hearing, the judge asked Ballmer about his living and work situation, and he said he lived with his parents and was unemployed after previously working as a welder. The judge asked if he had a history of mental illness, and he said, quote, "That's the rumor, but no ma'am." Family members, however, are saying that they were so concerned about his mental health that they called Pembroke Police in Harrisburg last week. The department confirmed to NBC 10 that they got the call, but they did not believe Ballmer was a threat to himself or others at that time. As for the fire that police say Ballmer set using beer bottles filled with gasoline, Harrisburg Fire Chief Brian Enterline did not mince his words.
He is a domestic terrorist, and I hope that he spends a lot of time behind jail for the heinous acts that he performed here in our capital city that put not only the first family, but my firefighters at risk.
Ballmer is back in court next Wednesday. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Abington Township police were justified in using deadly force last month. That's what a Montgomery County DA's office investigation determined after police shot and killed a man while responding to a report of gunshots in a home. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more.
Just after 11 a.m. on March 6th, police were called to the Rosemore Garden Apartments in Glenside. The caller told police her mom's boyfriend, Wiley Kinsley, shot a gun at her mom. After police arrived, they heard a woman scream, followed by a gunshot from inside the apartment, which prompted them to forcibly enter. They found Tinsley standing at the end of a darkened hallway holding what was later determined to be a cell phone. Police shot him. Some officers then administered first aid, while others checked the master bedroom, where his girlfriend was physically unharmed. Investigators found a loaded handgun with Tinsley's DNA and two casings and bullet holes in the bedroom. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says there were 17 seconds in between officers hearing a gunshot and shooting Tinsley. Steele says the investigation found the officers were trying to prevent serious injury to themselves and or Tinsley's girlfriend, and that warranted the use of deadly force. The officers involved will face no criminal charges. Vikra Gupathi, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
13 people have died in state and county prison facilities so far this year in Pennsylvania, and the Pennsylvania Prison Society is calling for reforms and greater transparency. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Claire Richards is executive director of the Pennsylvania Prison Society. She says the in-custody deaths that have been reported are mostly preventable deaths caused by either drug addiction, withdrawal, violence, or suicide. She says many facilities across the Commonwealth are dealing with staffing shortages, causing inmates to spend most of their days in cells in isolation.
That's why you have people dying of withdrawal symptoms and intake, because there aren't healthcare staff watching and caring for them. We don't have mental health providers, and we don't have engaging programming.
She says programs and health providers are needed to keep suicide numbers down. There were at least two in the Lehigh County Jail this year. The Prison Society is calling for the passage of Senate Bill 966, which would mandate accurate recording of all prison deaths in a more timely fashion.
We sometimes know more about whether an Amazon package is delayed than whether someone has died in our prisons and jails. And it just shouldn't be that way.
She says some county facilities actually hide the deaths from the public. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Housing Authority plans to add 7,000 new units, increasing its portfolio of affordable housing by more than half. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports PHA has been working on the project for more than a year, but just unveiled it Monday.
PHA has been quietly buying up apartments from private developers in its quest to expand its inventory from 13,000 units to 20,000. President Kelvin Jeremiah says it plans to buy 4,000 total in neighborhoods all over the city.
We're making strategic investments in properties that have already been renovated, that are A-class, and we are looking strategically at communities that have been inaccessible.
He says, in addition, PHA plans to build 3,000 units and renovate its existing units. He calls the project Opening Doors, with a budget of $6.8 billion, which he'll raise from several sources, including tax credits, bonds, and grants. He hopes the city will pony up, too, as the project is working in tandem with Mayor Parker's Home Initiative. Councilmember Jamie Gauthier says she's all for that.
I've been helping them to purchase units in my district so that they can remain affordable forever. So I couldn't be more excited that PHA is going to do this in a really big way.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter. With high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.